Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Diane Hunt, and Diane is the maker and creator of Diane's Sweet Heat, which is some really nice jam with some habanero pepper in it. Diane, tell me a little bit about how you got started making jams.
Well, about 20 years ago, my best friend and I would make the jams to give them as gifts because we didn't have a lot of money. So we created this jam that over the years, it started out as a jalapeno jelly, and we started adding different fruits to it just to change it up a bit. And then we added serrano chilies and ended up with habaneros. And for many years, we did the habanero and raspberry and gave it as gifts.
And the habanero, I mean, what made you make that jump to habanero? Because that's like the hottest pepper that there is. But your jams don't taste like really, really super hot. So how did you find that ratio?
Well, we started by the first batch, we decided to use habaneros. We put in one habanero and we seeded it. And we thought, and a batch at that time was like 12 4-ounce jars. And we thought that would be really hot, but we couldn't taste the heat in it. So we ended up like a couple months later trying it again, and we added 12 habaneros, and that was just about right with just the right amount of heat. But we also seeded them at that time. And today I don't seed them, but I use a lot less quantity.
Because those seeds are where the fire is at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you started making these as gifts, but what made you take the leap to deciding to sell them to the public?
I have a daughter who was married about 3 years ago, and a bunch of friends and I got together and we made 500 2-ounce jars to give to the guests. And we also had it as an appetizer at the wedding, and people came up to my best friend and I and said, "You guys should market this. This is great stuff." And my girlfriend Betsy wasn't at all interested in marketing it, but I decided just what the heck. So that's where I'm at.
That's a big batch, 500 jars or 2-ounce jars. And these jars that you sell now are 4-ounce. And it was nice that you were able to provide people with an idea of how to use it, because I think sometimes people need more ideas on how they can incorporate them into their regular life. And with this, you have even created some recipes that you've put on the web. What sorts of things do you put it in?
Well, the standard is in a typical way to serve it is just over a block of cream cheese with crackers. And I prefer a plain cracker like a Wheat Thin or on your bagel with cream cheese and my jam. Also, we use it frequently as a marinade or a base with chicken and fish. It's really, really good. Sometimes I add a little soy to it to add that salt.
All sounds good. Y'all making me hungry. Where do you buy the habaneros? Where do you buy the ingredients for your jam? Is it local or...
I buy everything local. I buy from a packer here in Eureka, just a distributor for the fruits and vegetables. On occasion, when I have time and the season's right, I will pick the raspberries or the blackberries. But sometimes I make too much that I can't really do that. But some of the batches are fresh-picked fruits.
I think anybody out there who's ever canned is just not able to imagine picking raspberries and blackberries to can for commercial use.
Yeah.
That's just a tremendous achievement. That's a great thing.
It's kind of a therapeutic thing to do on occasion, but I can't do it for all of my jams.
And how long have you been doing this?
Just for fun or commercially?
Commercially.
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It'll be 2 years this month. It's been a fun ride.
What flavors are available with the habanero?
I've got blackberry, blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, mango, and peach. Those are the basic heat-flavored jams, and I've also started making 3 hotter versions, and I have that in blackberry, raspberry, and mango. And it's quite a bit hotter, but it's not too hot. I think it's, for me, it's just right.
Diane, what's one of your favorite recipes for using your jam in it?
I call it a habanero jam cheesecake.
And, how do you make that?
Well, first I roast pine nuts on the stove and then set that aside. I blend 8 ounces of cream cheese with 1/4 cup of my habanero jam and 2 cloves of garlic minced, about 1/4 cup of cilantro, and 1 1/4 cups of sharp cheddar cheese. And I mix all those ingredients together, and sometimes I'll put them in a springform pan or something with high tops. That's why I call it a cheesecake. Just mix it all together, spread it out, and then put the roasted pine nuts on top and serve it with crackers.
Oh, that's interesting, really, because when you'd said a cheesecake, I instantly went sweet in my mind. I was thinking like a real super sweet really rich cheesecake. But what you're talking about is something that's more savory, something that you might have as an appetizer.
Yeah, it's really more of an appetizer. I think because I started putting it in like a springform type pan.
I'm sure it looks just like a cheesecake too when people see it.
Yeah, it's very good. Also, I didn't mention that prior to putting the pine nuts on top, I will coat again with about another quarter cup of pepper jam.
Oh, yes. You can never have too much pepper jam.
Yeah. Sometimes dress it up with a little cilantro just to make it prettier, you know.
Oh, that sounds very pretty. Very, very festive. Well, that sounds like a great recipe, and we'll look forward to that and others that are available on your website. What's your website, Diane?
DianeSweetHeat.com.
Oh, that's easy. Diane, tell me, where are some of the places that you can buy your Diane Sweet Heat?
Bella Baskets, Eureka Natural Foods, Murphy's Markets, the Co-op, Wildberries, Garden Gate, and Lolita Cheese Factory.
Okay, great, great places to shop. I've just had one more question for you, and that is, how did you get Dwayne Flatmo to do your label for your jam jar?
Well, I don't know Dwayne, but I just on a whim, I thought I would email him and ask if he'd be willing to do it. And he said, sure, can I have a sample to try and I'll come up with an idea. And I said, great. I said, I'd like maybe a dancing habanero or something. And I just love what he's done.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking to Diane Hunt.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of thing.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.